Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, we just had two items, billings, show up on our bank account from the, let's see, last night, and we didn't make them.
Alrighty. May I start out by getting your zip code?
My zip code is 93637.
Thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
Would it be under your name? Be under Margie Upton?
Give me 1 second. Let me look at the calendar.
This says the 25th on it, huh? You'll pull it down. Okay.
But they ain't gotten it. Could it be under any other name?
No. Well, that was the name of her card. So. Do you have anything? Hmm? Because her card ends in that, in the numbers that are posted here on the pending transaction for the bank. Either Sue Upton or Margie Upton.
No, I'm not locating anyone associated with that. Let me see if I do another wider search. Is that the billing zip code it would have been billed under?
Yes. 93637. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm giving you the wrong one.
Okay.
29730.
All right. 29730. Okay, give me 1 second.
That was one of our old zip codes.
Okay. Sue Upton is the name is Bill.
Yes,
Hunter.
That's it. Okay. That's it.
For security purposes, could you please verify that zip code? I mean, the address for me.
2314 Worthy Boys Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
And I do thank you for that. And I do see on the 21st of April that she entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And in the terms and condition of that sweepstake, it did inform her that she was going to be enrolled into a monthly subscription to one of our meal planning apps. And it does seem that she's enrolling in one that's called Spice Hub.
Just a second. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Can you put in that mixer? You applied for all this.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I did. I was in the small
writing. Sir, no, I didn't.
Ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, I didn't.
It didn't
say anything on.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I don't want them.
When you scroll down, it informs you that's the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes that it enrolls you into a monthly subscription into a meal planning app.
Okay, that's my first time to do it, and I won't do it again.
Well, I could get it reduced to $20 a month for you. It's a great little meal planning app.
Now, do what?
A meal
do
planning.
Do what? I can't.
It's a meal planning app.
No. Ma'am, we're on Social Security. I can't afford this.
All righty, I'll get you counseled out of that. Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay, well. Oh, this one keeps doing everything else. We may got cut off. I don't know.
I hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm getting her counsel
yes.
out of that, okay?
Okay.
And that cancellation
yes.
takes effect immediately, okay? And I do have a cancellation number if she'd like to take that down.
Okay. Just a second. Let me grab
okay.
something. Okay, go ahead. Ma'am. Let's be a cancel. She can't give you a cancellation number.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. C as in Charlie. 9.
C.
Mm-hmm. 924 614 897 897
That is correct. Is that honey, you lost, you canceled that page out and it went to something else. Does that show two different purchases?
No, what it is that's a cancellation number. She's completely canceled out of that, okay?
Oh, okay. Because on that food purchase, and then I just tried another, because something came up, purchaseapple.com. I tried the number.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, we'll retry that number again.
Okay.
That purchase was for $59.89.
She's completely canceled
okay.
out of that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.